From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A suspicious object discovered in a restroom at Hiller Park in McKinleyville. Authorities got a call about it on Saturday, and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team went to investigate. A deputy rendered the object safe and upon inspection found no threat to the public. 21 seats up for grabs across Humboldt County as the election season ramps up. The county registrar of voters says information packets on candidates, along with sample ballots, should start surfacing around September 27th. If you plan to vote and aren't registered, the deadline is October 22nd. You can also vote if you miss the deadline by first registering, then casting a conditional provisional ballot. A couple of examples of where open seats exist: 2 city council seats in Arcata, 3 council seats plus the mayor seat in Eureka, 3 open seats on the Fortuna City Council, including the mayor seat, and 3 open city council seats in both Rio Del and Trinidad. Wildfires update: the Carr Fire, now at 207,000 acres, it's considered 65% contained. 3 firefighters have died fighting that blaze. More than 1,000 homes have been destroyed. Highway 299 remains closed. The Mendocino Complex fire has spread to 354,000 acres and destroyed 147 homes. One firefighter has died, 2 others were injured battling flames there. Among the road closures in Mendocino County, eastbound Eel River Road at County Road, in Lake County, northbound Bartlett Springs Road at State Route 20. Affected acreage on the Klondike fire is 55,000 acres, and it's considered 15% contained. No traffic restrictions reported along Highway 199. The air quality in eastern Humboldt is being deemed unhealthy today. A release from the North Coast United Air Quality Management District reads, continued fire activity from the Carr, Mendocino Complex, and Oregon fires continue to send smoke into the area. Weak inversions in the valleys and drainages will keep smoke elevated. Light southern winds over the next couple of days will bring some limited relief. Well, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office has now identified the victim of that homicide at Ocean View Cemetery on August 9th as 16-year-old Brandon Brocious of Eureka. Officers with the Eureka Police Department responding to the cemetery for the report of a possible stabbing. They found a deceased male juvenile with stab wounds. Officers secured the scene and began searching the area for witnesses. As a result of their investigation, the suspect soon identified as 38-year-old Lorna Jean Lean and a male juvenile. Arrest warrants for homicides obtained for both suspects. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.